around and I would tell a story about a little place called Neverland. A pretty mountain town in Colorado is where the frozen dead guy days began. It had some quite bright chance one winter morning, a woman had to leave her mountain home. The sheriff by surprise it soon discovered a frozen dead guy in a steel tomb. Is he dead? Yes, he's dead. Are you sure? Yes, he's absolutely positively dead. Yes, he's dead. And he's frozen in a shed. Well, now imagine this to cause a flurry. Questions for the little town of Ned. Was it right or is it even legal to keep a frozen dead guy in a shed? The story soon did make the local headlines, and interest in the dead guy soon began. The woman got to tell her sort of story of the frozen dead guy in the town of Ned. Is he dead? Yes, he's dead. Are you sure? Yes, he's absolutely positively dead. Yes, he's dead. And he's frozen in a shed. It seems a frozen dead guy was a father. He was being frozen for a later date. Between his grandson and his loving daughter, with help and signs in the anime. Fox and Tusha King to Grandpa's rescue, and helped him suck the brand new wooden shed. Oh, Chaser is the one they call the Iceman, and he helps to keep him frozen in the shed. Is he dead? Yes, he's dead. Are you sure? Yes, he's absolutely positively dead. Yes, he's dead. And he's frozen in a shed. The town of Netson had a fine idea to honor Grandpa in a special way. We get together and we throw a party, and we call the party Frozen Dead Guy Days. I know the story may sound quite amazing, but believe me when I tell you that it's true. So come to Ned and join the fun and party, and we'll celebrate the Dead Guy Days with you. Is he dead? Yes, he's dead. Are you sure? Yes, he's absolutely positively dead. Yes, he's dead. And he's frozen here in bed. Is he dead? Yes, he's dead. Are you sure? Yes, he's absolutely positively dead. Yes, he's dead. And he's frozen here in bed.